When the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation launched its independent probe into the fatal shooting of a Nashville man by a police officer, documents show agents never re-interviewed the key witness, a woman who saw the events unfold looking over her shoulder from inside her car. As WPLN's Mara Benight and Julieta Martinelli report, Tennessee's top law enforcement agency relied on an interview conducted by the Metro Police, an agency previously recused from the case due to its potential conflicts of interest.
When Davidson County District Attorney Glenn Funk announced he was handing this and all future fatal police shootings over to the TBI, he said it was to ensure a complete and independent review of the facts.
This transparent and independent review of officer-involved deaths will assure all Nashvillians that their law enforcement and justice systems deserve the public trust.
At the same press conference, TBI Director Mark Wynn doubled down on the promise of independence.
We will start at the beginning. Due diligence requires that.
But analysis of the state's 600-page case file casts doubt on the thoroughness of the investigation and reveals discrepancies with how officials have been describing their work for months.
On February 10, Jacquees Clemens was fatally shot by Officer Joshua Lippert. A foot chase had ensued during a traffic stop. They were in the James Casey housing complex.
In May, Officer Lippert was cleared of any wrongdoing. The city's top prosecutor said the most important evidence came from that woman who witnessed the shooting from her driver's seat and whose account matched surveillance footage.
However, in its months-long inquiry, state investigators never interviewed the woman. Only Metro Police did, and it was 3 days after the incident.
In early June, a county judge unsealed the TBI file. Among the reams of paper are various reports, memos, and documents of evidence gathered by special agents. Where there should be two sets of interviews with witnesses, there is often only one or none at all, and they were conducted by Metro Police.
The TBI says the missing interviews are either part of the agency's confidential record or unrecorded conversations done over the phone.
Police experts and even agencies like the TBI in other states say it's typical practice to interview all material witnesses, even if they've been interviewed before, especially if their testimony is critical and the case is being transferred to another level of law enforcement.
But records show District Attorney Funk told state investigators that if the Metro Police's questioning was sufficient, then it was fine to rely on their interviews in lieu of doing their own.
In an emailed statement to WPLN, a TBI spokesman said the agency determined the key interview in the Clemens case was, quote, satisfactorily complete. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.
And I'm Julieta Martinelli.